Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. There's one simple question that sheds an amazing amount of light on world events once answered. It's the question the mainstream press never asks anymore, yet it's the first question that pops into every criminal investigator's mind. The question is, qui bono, which means, who benefits? The great Roman politician Cicero popularized the question in confronting the origins of assassinations and other political undertakings. This is the question we should be asking as the American people whenever a major event gets thrown our way. The corporate press will try and tell us how to react. But before you do that, please ask yourself, how am I being asked to respond, and who exactly benefits from this turn of events? It only makes sense that when a rich old lady's been poisoned, you check out the guy she left $1 million. Who, might we ask, made a killing on Iraq, Afghanistan, and September 11th? Defense contractors come to mind. Here's a quote from former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Catherine Austin Fitz, who's done a great deal of research on this issue. Quote, military, intelligence, and enforcement appropriations and contracts increased dramatically, along with tax benefits, regulatory relief, and financing benefits for insiders. Unquote. Who are these contractors? Halliburton, the company formerly run by Dick Cheney, comes immediately to mind, as well as the Carlyle Group, where the guy that pushed so hard for Bush during the Florida debacle, James Baker, is managing director. Bush Sr. is an advisor, and John Major heads up European operations. Did I mention the Bin Laden family were major investors? When Joe Schmo owns a heavily insured but flagging business which suddenly burns down, most cops would think to ask him a few questions. The World Trade Center required some $200 million in renovations and improvements, most of which related to removal and replacement of building materials declared to be health hazards. Nevertheless, the Silverstein Group purchased the newly privatized 99-year lease for $3.2 billion and took out an insurance policy which covered acts of terrorism. A few months later, Silverstein filed two claims for the maximum amount based on two separate attacks. The total potential payout, $7.1 billion. Larry Silverstein really lucked out on that one, didn't he? And he wasn't the only one. Destroyed along with the Twin Towers was all kinds of documentation that might have shed some light on $6 trillion that had been fraudulently skimmed out of pension funds and retail stock holdings through insider trading and other forms of corporate and banking financial fraud and securities laws violations. Before 9/11, a number of Wall Street firms were under serious investigation. Afterward, all attention shifted away from white-collar crime towards fighting terrorism. In 2001, George W. Bush said something remarkably boorish, even for him. You might recall he'd promised never to run a deficit unless, quote, we had a war or a national emergency or a recession, unquote. And of course, a trifecta is the payoff you get at the races for picking three winners. Regarding the attacks of September 11th, he turned to budget director Mitch Daniels and said, "Lucky me, I hit the trifecta." Sometimes it helps to make your own luck. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.